The Regression Particle by Barry Oliver. First published 2021. Copyright Barry Oliver. Chapter 1, The Farik Revolution. Kapoor Gray regarded his face in the mirror as he smeared yet another orange stripe across his fur, using thick paint that left his paws stained the same color. It would take vigorous scrubbing of his paws afterward to remove the orange stain. Kapoor feared it might take hours more to remove all of the paint from his entire face at the end of the day. Presently, he was half and half. Half of Kapoor's face was the black and white spotted pattern of a snow leopard, his true self, and the other half was the painted stripes of a tiger, the fake. "I look ridiculous. I'm not fooling anyone. Everyone will laugh at me." At age 14, Kapoor, everyone called him Cap for short, had become acutely aware of his appearance. Cap was worried that he looked more like a kid than a teenager, that his muscles had not begun to bulk as many of his friends, and that in his class at Benjamin Fellis Academy, Cap was easily in the shorter half of its students. His father, Raj Gray, had assured Cap that his growth spurt would hit any day now and that he would soon catch up to his friends. But today, Cap still looked like the skinny little kid he had been his whole life, rather than the teenager that he was. And now, staring at himself in the mirror, he looked like a silly little boy pretending to be a tiger. "They will laugh at me for sure. Dad. Do I really have to do this?" he called out to his father in the next room, his father who was busy with his own orange paint. Silence was Cap's answer. "I guess that means yes." Cap proceeded to paint the second half of his face. After he had completed the job and thoroughly scrubbed the paint from his paws, Cap stepped out of the bathroom and headed to the kitchen for a bite of breakfast before school. A pot of tea was warming on the gas burner of the stove. Cap poured himself a cup and spiced it with a little cinnamon, cardamom, and a dash of sugar. His father liked adding milk to his own tea, but Cap preferred just the spices and sugar. He took a seat at the kitchen table, sipping the warm tea, waiting for his father to join. When Raj Gray stepped into the kitchen, Cap nearly dropped his tea. For a split second, he thought he was looking at an actual tiger. "Well, what do you think of my artwork?" Cap had merely painted orange stripes across his face, leaving the black spots that clearly marked him as a snow leopard. His father, on the other hand, had also used black makeup to turn his spots into stripes, creating a surprisingly tiger-like appearance when combined with the orange. Raj Gray also happened to be dressed in his full academic robes. As a professor of theoretical mathematics at the Venkat University, this was his usual attire, so that from a distance he could almost be mistaken for a tiger. Almost, that is, except for the ears, which were distinctly leopard-shaped, and Raj's long leopard tail trailing behind his robes untouched by paint. According to the new rule, technically only face paint was required. "Yours looks better than mine," Cap answered, feeling slightly ashamed of his overly simplistic effort. "Should I add black stripes too?" Raj shook his head, "No. No one really cares about that, not at your school anyway. As long as you've made the effort, that's all they will care about." "But we didn't make people paint their faces when we were in charge," Cap complained, referring to the previous mayor of Panthera City, who had been a leopard. Raj went to the stove to prepare his own spiced tea that included a splash of milk. He took a long sip before answering. "General Farik has his own way of doing